This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. Coming up, we talk about cooking with mushrooms for this week's Food Friday.
First, we turn to some recent travel advisories. As the weather warms up, spring breakers and other travelers look south toward popular vacation destinations. Many have been cautioned about popular Zika-affected vacation destinations in Latin America and the Caribbean. Some airlines like Delta, American Airlines, and United are even offering full refunds to travelers who've booked tickets to those affected areas.
And since the virus has been seen as a likely cause of birth defects, the CDC has released guidelines for women who are pregnant or are trying to get pregnant in particular. And our guest has recommendations for both women and men who might be in or near areas impacted by the virus.
Joining us now is Dr. Katie Antoni. She's a maternal fetal medicine physician at UW Health. Dr. Antoni, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure.
Before we get into specific travel advisors, can you remind us of some of the symptoms of Zika and who in particular might be at risk?
Sure, of course. Zika infection itself generally has a pretty mild infection. About 75 to 80% of infected individuals are asymptomatic altogether. And those who are infected, symptoms include things like a fever, rash, conjunctivitis, and joint aches. And a very small minority develop Guillain-Barré syndrome, which is characterized by, rapid onset muscle weakness caused by the immune system. But again, that's pretty rare. The majority of people, again, are asymptomatic, and those who are symptomatic generally don't have long-term serious complications. The problem is if a pregnant woman is infected with Zika virus, there's been an association between the infection with the Zika virus during pregnancy and microcephaly, which is a small head in the baby. The degree to which the head is too small can be pretty profound. And in the few case reports and in the retrospective reviews published in the literature, it appears the virus kind of may hone to the brain tissues and prevent growth. And it can also cause other abnormalities within the brain and prevent the baby from growing well. And in some instances, women who've been infected with Zika virus can have stillbirths or miscarriages as well.
And if it weren't for that risk of birth defects and miscarriages, we probably wouldn't be talking about Zika very much, would we? Just the symptoms on its own for non-pregnant women.
Right. Zika virus has been around for decades, and it's something that in areas that are endemic, people have gotten, sort of throughout their life, oftentimes in childhood and not at the time that they happen to be childbearing. And so it wouldn't be a much talked about virus.
And this is something that was discovered in, I think, the 1940s, as you said, decades ago in Africa. We're seeing what the World Health Organization is calling this. It's spreading explosively, they say, through the Americas. Do we know much about why we've had this sudden spread in this hemisphere?
There are many different theories about why the Zika virus has migrated from Africa kind of across the Pacific Ocean. Some theories include, climate change, people traveling more often. One theory involves, that people came from all over the world to Brazil during the time of the World Cup. And I don't know if we have a definitive answer on it. It may be components of all of those things.
Well, let's get into travel recommendations. I was looking on the CDC website. One recommendation they have in these areas, especially for pregnant women or women who might want to get pregnant in the near future, is don't get bit by a mosquito. Now, in a mosquito zone, that doesn't seem like very helpful advice in some ways, but are there precautions that people can take that really significantly reduce the risk?
There are precautions people can take when they're in a mosquito affected area. There are, EPA-registered insect repellents that they can use, insect repellents that contain ingredients such as DEET, Picardin, IR-3535. Those are all safe to use during pregnancy, and there are even Picardin treatments that can be used to spray onto the clothing. And at night, it's also recommended that if you're not in an area with air conditioning and windows that close, that you use a mosquito net. Now, obviously, none of these methods are 100%, and, people can be using many of these methods and still be bit by mosquitoes. So,
Talking to Dr. Katie Antoni from UW Health about travel and Zika. So I guess a big question a lot of people have, a lot of women who either are pregnant or think might be pregnant in the near future, should they just cancel travel to Brazil and other Zika-affected areas? What's the latest word on that?
So the current recommendation is that women who are pregnant, who are planning to go to, areas with ongoing Zika transmission, the recommendation is that they either postpone their travel until after the pregnancy is completed or cancel it altogether. And the CDC's website continues to update the list of countries that are affected with Zika, but generally it's Central America, the Caribbean, and much of the northern part of South America.
And we've seen this amazing recommendation, at least one country that's been affected, to not travelers, but to women who live there, suggesting that they postpone getting pregnant, if possible, for a couple of years in the hopes that they get this Zika virus under control. I had never heard of any recommendation like that in the past. This is new territory in some ways, isn't it?
It is. It's somewhat unprecedented to, recommend to an entire country that women not become pregnant for, 2 years. It may be because they're trying to hope that, the Zika endemic will have run its course. They obviously don't know exactly how long the Zika endemic will last in their country. But there will be challenges in among the country in women accomplishing that goal. So.
Now, for everyone but women who are pregnant or might soon be pregnant, say men, older people, what's the thought on them traveling? Is there a concern that, if we have lots of people going to places where Zika is spreading explosively, there's a risk that they may bring it back to the United States and help it spread here?
There is a risk that they could bring it back to the United States. There's not a current recommendation, for people who are older or men whose partners are either not pregnant or not planning to become pregnant. There's not any particular restriction or recommendation that they not travel. And at least in Wisconsin, we don't have the particular type of mosquito that carries Zika. That doesn't mean it's impossible that it couldn't be carried by another mosquito.
Right, that's one concern. And still mostly talking about southern cities in the United States, that while the exact right mosquitoes may not be there, there's ones that are close enough that they could conceivably pick up and carry the disease.
Exactly, but there's currently not a recommendation to limit travel to other individuals. So,
and the main source of spread is what we've been talking about, mosquitoes. There's been some attention here in the United States that this could be sexually transmitted. It sounds like this is way more rare than mosquito-borne transmission. Does that affect how we behave if we worry about bringing this disease back?
It does. If a man travels to a Zika affected area, for example, and comes back and his wife did not travel with him, if she is pregnant, it's recommended that they either abstain from intercourse or use a barrier protection for the remainder of pregnancy.
Now, Zika is one disease that's been in the headlines a lot, but one among many around the world. Do you have any more general recommendations for pregnant women who are traveling abroad?
Yes. Generally, the WHO also recommends that women not travel to areas that are endemic for malaria, because malaria can also have, profound impact on women who are pregnant. And so, that's another consideration. And there is some overlap between the countries.
And in your line of work, has Zika been a hot topic among patients you talk to? Is this something that a lot of people are asking about?
Honestly, we're getting calls every day, and the list of, calls kind of on both ends. We have women who are, planning to travel to areas and wondering whether they should cancel or postpone their trip. And there are also women who traveled perhaps over winter break or earlier this year before Zika was so much in the news. And now they're calling because they're concerned because they think they may have potentially been exposed to Zika virus.
Yeah. And if a woman is pregnant, she's been in a Zika area, is worried that she may have been infected, maybe even showed some of the symptoms, what should she bring this to a doctor's attention? What, if anything, could she do?
Absolutely. If a woman who is pregnant has traveled to any of the areas currently on the CDC, list of Zika-affected areas, namely Central America, the Caribbean, and kind of northern part of South America, then she should bring that to her doctor's attention, because there are blood tests that we can do. And we would also want to do screening ultrasounds to check the status of the fetus.
And how worried do you think we should be as we travel around areas that are infected with Zika? Is this something that should ruin our vacation, or is this a risk that we can manage?
So if you're not a pregnant individual, not planning to become pregnant, There's a small chance of Guillain-Barré, but other than that, the majority of people infected with Zika are asymptomatic, and it shouldn't be a terribly big concern. Generally, if you are traveling, we still would recommend that you use, mosquito repellent and take measures to not get mosquito bites, but otherwise you can have a good time.
Dr. Antony, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Yes, thank you so much for having me.
That was Dr. Katie Antony. She's a maternal fetal medicine physician at UW Health, sharing some recommendations for travelers considering going to areas that have been impacted by the Zika virus.
I'm Veronica Rickard.
And I'm Rob Ferrett. This is Central Time here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.